6. Teaching to Transgress. By Bell Hooks. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. In Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, Bell Hooks explores the importance of education in creating a more equitable and just society. She argues that education should be seen not only as a means for economic advancement but also as an opportunity for personal growth and transformation. Through her own experiences in both traditional and alternative educational settings, she demonstrates how teaching can become a practice of freedom when it is used to challenge oppressive structures and create spaces where students are encouraged to think critically about their lives. Hooks begins by discussing the need for educators to recognize their power within the classroom setting. She emphasizes that teachers must take responsibility for creating an environment where students feel safe enough to express themselves freely without fear of judgment or ridicule. This requires teachers to move beyond simply imparting knowledge; they must instead strive towards fostering meaningful dialogue between themselves and their students so that everyone can learn from each other's perspectives. Hooks then turns her attention towards examining how racism, sexism, classism, homophobia, ableism, ageism, religious intolerance, and other forms of oppression manifest within educational institutions. She argues that these systems often limit access to certain types of knowledge while privileging others based on race or gender identity. To combat this problem, she suggests implementing curricula which actively challenges oppressive ideologies while encouraging critical thinking skills among all learners. Finally, Hooks looks at ways in which educators can use teaching as a tool for liberation rather than domination. By engaging with topics such as self-esteem building exercises or exploring issues related to social justice movements like Black Lives Matter, she encourages teachers to create learning environments which foster mutual respect amongst all participants regardless of background or experience level. Overall, Teaching to Transgress provides readers with an insightful look into how education can be used as a powerful tool for social change if approached thoughtfully by those who have been entrusted with its stewardship. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Education as the practice of freedom. Education should be seen as a practice of freedom, allowing individuals to develop their own unique potential and to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 2. Critical pedagogy. Critical pedagogy is a form of teaching that encourages students to think critically and to challenge oppressive systems. It is a form of teaching that is rooted in the idea of liberation. Main idea number 3. The politics of location. The politics of location is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding the context in which one is situated in order to understand the power dynamics at play. Main idea number 4. The politics of representation. The politics of representation is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding how one is represented in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 5. The politics of voice. The politics of voice is a concept that recognizes the importance of giving voice to those who are marginalized in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 6. The politics of difference. The politics of difference is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding and celebrating the differences between individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 7. The politics of empowerment. The politics of empowerment is a concept that recognizes the importance of empowering individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 8. The politics of solidarity. The politics of solidarity is a concept that recognizes the importance of building solidarity between individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 9. The politics of resistance. The politics of resistance is a concept that recognizes the importance of resisting oppressive systems in order to challenge them. Main idea number 10. The politics of transformation. The politics of transformation is a concept that recognizes the importance of transforming oppressive systems in order to create a more equitable society. Main idea number 11. The politics of love. The politics of love is a concept that recognizes the importance of love in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 12. The politics of joy. The politics of joy is a concept that recognizes the importance of joy in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 13. The politics of caring. The politics of caring is a concept that recognizes the importance of caring for one another in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 14. The politics of community. The politics of community is a concept that recognizes the importance of building community in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 15. The politics of self-determination. The politics of self-determination is a concept that recognizes the importance of individuals determining their own destiny in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 16. The politics of intersectionality. The politics of intersectionality is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding the intersections of different identities in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 17. The politics of inclusion. The politics of inclusion is a concept that recognizes the importance of including all individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 18. The politics of engagement. The politics of engagement is a concept that recognizes the importance of engaging with individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 19. The politics of dialogue. The politics of dialogue is a concept that recognizes the importance of engaging in dialogue in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main idea number 20. The politics of imagination. The politics of imagination is a concept that recognizes the importance of using imagination in order to challenge oppressive systems. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Education is a powerful tool for liberation and self-determination. It can be used to challenge oppressive systems, allowing individuals to develop their own unique potential and create meaningful change in the world. Education should not be seen as an end goal, but rather as a practice of freedom that allows people to explore their passions, discover new ideas, and build relationships with others. Through education, we can learn how to think critically about our lives and the world around us, enabling us to make informed decisions about our future. In her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, bell hooks argues that education should be viewed as an act of resistance against oppressive forces such as racism and sexism. She encourages educators to create learning environments where students are encouraged to question authority figures and engage in critical dialogue with one another. By doing so, they will gain the skills necessary for challenging existing power structures while also developing their own sense of autonomy. Ultimately, education is a practice of freedom that enables individuals to become empowered agents of social transformation. It provides them with the tools needed for creating positive change in society by giving them access to knowledge which can help them understand complex issues from multiple perspectives. In this way, it serves both individual growth and collective progress. Main idea number 2. Critical pedagogy is a form of teaching that encourages students to think critically and to challenge oppressive systems. It seeks to empower students by helping them recognize the power dynamics at play in their lives, both inside and outside of the classroom. Critical pedagogy also emphasizes the importance of dialogue between teachers and students, as well as among peers. Through this dialogue, teachers can help foster an environment where all voices are heard and respected. At its core, critical pedagogy is rooted in the idea of liberation. It seeks to liberate students from oppressive structures such as racism, sexism, classism, ableism, homophobia/transphobia, etc., which often go unquestioned or unnoticed in traditional educational settings. By encouraging critical thinking skills and challenging these oppressive systems through dialogue and discussion within the classroom setting, critical pedagogy helps create an atmosphere where everyone's voice can be heard. In addition to fostering an environment for open dialogue about oppression within society at large, critical pedagogy also focuses on creating a safe space for learning within the classroom itself. This means creating a space free from judgment or criticism so that all ideas can be explored without fear of reprisal or ridicule. Main idea number 3. The politics of location is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding the context in which one is situated. It acknowledges that our experiences are shaped by where we come from, who we are, and how those factors intersect with larger social structures. This concept emphasizes the need to be aware of power dynamics at play in any given situation and to recognize how these dynamics can shape our lives. For example, if someone comes from an economically disadvantaged background, they may face more obstacles than someone coming from a privileged background when it comes to accessing resources or opportunities. Similarly, people belonging to certain racial or ethnic groups may experience discrimination due to their identity. The politics of location encourages us to consider these factors when making decisions or engaging in dialogue. Ultimately, this concept helps us understand how different identities interact with each other and how they can influence outcomes for individuals as well as entire communities. By recognizing the importance of context and power dynamics within any given situation, we can better equip ourselves with knowledge necessary for creating meaningful change. Main idea number 4. The politics of representation is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding how one is represented in order to challenge oppressive systems. It acknowledges that those who are marginalized and oppressed often have limited access to power, resources, and visibility. As such, it is essential for individuals to be aware of how they are being portrayed in media, literature, art, and other forms of communication. This awareness can help them identify ways in which their voices may be silenced or distorted by dominant narratives. In her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, 1994, bell hooks argues that education should not only provide knowledge but also empower students with tools for self-determination. She suggests that educators must create an environment where students feel safe enough to express themselves without fear of judgment or ridicule. By doing so, she believes teachers can foster critical thinking skills and encourage students to question existing power structures. The politics of representation encourages people from all backgrounds, including those who are traditionally underrepresented, to take control over their own narrative and actively participate in shaping public discourse around issues affecting them directly. Through this process, we can begin to dismantle oppressive systems while creating more equitable societies. Main idea number 5. The politics of voice is a concept that recognizes the importance of giving voice to those who are marginalized in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for people to be heard and respected, regardless of their social or economic status. This idea has been explored by many theorists, including bell hooks in her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom. In this work, she argues that education should not only provide knowledge but also create an environment where students can express themselves freely without fear of judgment or retribution. Hooks believes that when individuals are given a platform from which they can speak out against injustice and oppression, it creates an opportunity for them to reclaim their power and autonomy. She further suggests that through dialogue and discussion, we can begin to understand each other's perspectives better and ultimately move towards creating more equitable societies. By allowing everyone's voices to be heard, we can foster greater understanding between different groups within society. The politics of voice is an important concept because it highlights how essential it is for us all to have our stories told if we want real change in our world today. We must recognize the value in listening carefully and respectfully so that everyone feels empowered enough to share their experiences with others. Main idea number 6. The politics of difference is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding and celebrating the differences between individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for people to recognize their own unique identities, as well as those of others, and to use this knowledge to create more equitable social structures. This idea has been used by many activists and theorists who are working towards creating a more just society. By recognizing our differences, we can better understand how power dynamics operate within our societies and work together to dismantle them. The politics of difference also encourages us to think critically about how different forms of oppression intersect with one another. For example, racism may be intertwined with sexism or classism in ways that make it difficult for certain groups of people to access resources or opportunities they need in order to thrive. By acknowledging these intersections, we can begin dismantling oppressive systems from multiple angles. Ultimately, the politics of difference seeks not only recognition but also celebration of diversity and uniqueness among individuals. We must strive for an environment where everyone feels safe enough to express themselves without fear or judgment so that all voices can be heard equally. Main idea number 7. The politics of empowerment is a concept that recognizes the importance of empowering individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for people to take control over their own lives and destinies, rather than relying on external forces or authorities. This idea has been explored by many theorists, including bell hooks in her book Teaching to Transgress: Education as the Practice of Freedom. In this work, she argues that education should be used as a tool for liberation and self-determination. Hooks believes that education can help create an environment where students are empowered to think critically about their experiences and develop strategies for challenging oppressive structures. She also encourages educators to use teaching methods which foster dialogue between students and teachers so they can learn from each other's perspectives. By creating an atmosphere where everyone feels respected and valued, it becomes possible for individuals to gain confidence in themselves and become more active participants in society. Ultimately, the politics of empowerment seeks to empower individuals so they can make meaningful changes within their communities. Through education, critical thinking skills, dialogue with others, and self-reflection, we can all strive towards greater freedom from oppression. Main idea number 8. The politics of solidarity is a concept that recognizes the importance of building relationships between individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for collective action and mutual support among those who are marginalized or oppressed by society. Solidarity can be seen as an act of resistance, where people come together to fight against injustice and inequality. This type of political engagement allows individuals to recognize their shared experiences and struggles, while also recognizing differences in identity, culture, class, race, gender, sexuality, etc. Solidarity is not only about challenging oppressive systems but also about creating positive change within our communities. By working together, we can create spaces where everyone feels safe and respected regardless of their background or identity. We must strive to build bridges between different groups so that we can work towards common goals such as social justice and equality. The politics of solidarity encourages us to think critically about how power dynamics shape our lives and how we interact with each other on a daily basis. It calls upon us to take responsibility for our own actions as well as those around us in order to create meaningful change within our societies. Main idea number 9. The politics of resistance is a concept that recognizes the importance of actively challenging oppressive systems in order to create meaningful change. It acknowledges that oppression exists and works to dismantle it through collective action. This can take many forms, from protests and civil disobedience to boycotts and strikes. The goal is not only to resist oppressive structures but also to build alternative models for social justice. Bell Hooks' book Teaching to Transgress explores this idea further by emphasizing the need for education as an essential tool in resisting oppression. She argues that education should be used as a means of liberation rather than simply a way of reproducing existing power dynamics. Education should empower individuals with knowledge so they can challenge oppressive systems, while also providing them with skills needed for creating new ways of living together. Ultimately, the politics of resistance seeks to create lasting change by recognizing the interconnectedness between different forms of oppression and working towards dismantling them all at once. By engaging in collective action against these systems, we can work towards building more equitable societies where everyone has access to resources and opportunities regardless of their identity or background. Main idea number 10. The politics of transformation is a concept that recognizes the need to challenge and transform oppressive systems in order to create a more equitable society. It emphasizes the importance of recognizing how power dynamics shape our lives, and how we can use this knowledge to work towards social justice. This concept also acknowledges that change must come from within, as individuals have the capacity to make meaningful changes in their own lives and communities. In her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, bell hooks argues for an education system based on transformative learning. She believes that education should be used as a tool for liberation rather than oppression, allowing students to develop critical thinking skills so they can question existing structures of power. By creating an environment where students are encouraged to think critically about their experiences and engage with different perspectives, teachers can help foster meaningful dialogue around issues such as racism, sexism, classism, etc. The politics of transformation is not only applicable in educational settings but also in other areas such as policy making or activism. In order for real change to occur, it is essential that people recognize the need for systemic shifts which will ultimately lead us towards greater equity and justice. Main idea number 11. The politics of love is a concept that recognizes the importance of love in order to challenge oppressive systems. It suggests that we must move beyond simply understanding and recognizing oppression, but also actively work to create an environment where everyone can be loved and accepted for who they are. This means creating spaces where people feel safe to express themselves without fear of judgment or discrimination. It also means challenging existing power structures by advocating for social justice and equality. In her book Teaching to Transgress, bell hooks argues that education should not only focus on teaching knowledge, but also on cultivating relationships based on mutual respect and care. She believes this will help students develop critical thinking skills as well as foster empathy towards others. By engaging in dialogue with each other, students can learn how to recognize their own biases while developing an appreciation for different perspectives. Ultimately, the politics of love encourages us all to strive towards creating a more equitable society through acts of kindness and compassion. We must remember that our actions have consequences, therefore it is important to think carefully about how we interact with one another so that we can build bridges instead of walls between us. Main idea number 12. The politics of joy is a concept that recognizes the importance of joy in order to challenge oppressive systems. It is an idea that encourages people to find and embrace moments of pleasure, even when faced with difficult circumstances. Joy can be found in small acts such as dancing, singing, or simply laughing with friends. By embracing these moments of joy, we are able to create a sense of community and solidarity among those who have been marginalized by society. In her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, bell hooks argues that education should not only focus on knowledge acquisition but also on creating spaces for students where they can experience joy and pleasure. She believes that this kind of learning environment will help foster critical thinking skills while allowing students to explore their own identities without fear or judgment. This type of learning allows individuals to develop their own unique perspectives, which can then be used to challenge oppressive systems. The politics of joy is an important concept because it acknowledges the power that comes from finding happiness despite difficult situations. It encourages us all to recognize our individual strengths and use them as tools for liberation rather than oppression. Main idea number 13. The politics of caring is a concept that recognizes the importance of creating and sustaining relationships based on mutual respect, understanding, and compassion. It emphasizes the need to recognize our interconnectedness as human beings and to act in ways that promote justice, equity, and inclusion for all people. This approach challenges oppressive systems by recognizing the humanity in each person regardless of race, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, class background or any other social category. At its core, this idea encourages us to think beyond ourselves when making decisions about how we interact with others. We must strive to be mindful of how our actions affect those around us, both positively and negatively, and take responsibility for our part in creating a more equitable world. The politics of caring also calls upon us to challenge existing power structures that perpetuate inequality through acts such as speaking out against injustice or advocating for marginalized communities. Ultimately, it is up to each individual to decide what role they will play in promoting a culture of care within their own lives and communities. By engaging with this concept on an ongoing basis, we can create meaningful change from within society's most oppressive systems. Main idea number 14. The politics of community is a concept that recognizes the importance of building relationships and creating spaces for dialogue in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need to create communities where people can come together, share their experiences, and work towards collective liberation. This type of politics focuses on understanding how power works within our society and how it affects individuals differently based on race, gender, class, sexuality, ability status, etc. By recognizing these differences, we can begin to build coalitions across difference in order to fight against oppression. Bell Hooks argues that education should be used as a tool for social transformation by creating learning environments that foster critical thinking skills and encourage students to engage with each other's perspectives. She believes this will help us move away from oppressive structures and create more equitable societies. The politics of community encourages us to think about how we can use our knowledge and resources collectively in order to make positive changes in our communities. Main idea number 15. The politics of self-determination is a concept that recognizes the importance of individuals taking control over their own lives and destinies in order to challenge oppressive systems. It is based on the idea that people should be able to make decisions about their own lives, free from external interference or manipulation. This includes having autonomy over one's body, mind, and spirit, being able to choose how one will live, and having access to resources necessary for survival. Self-determination also involves challenging existing power structures by creating alternative forms of social organization. Self-determination can take many forms, including collective action such as protests or strikes, individual acts like refusing to comply with unjust laws or regulations, or simply living life according to one's own values and beliefs. By asserting our right to determine our own destiny, we are actively resisting oppression and reclaiming our power as individuals. Through this process, we can create more equitable societies where everyone has an equal opportunity for success. Main idea number 16. The politics of intersectionality is a concept that recognizes the importance of understanding how different identities intersect and interact with one another. It acknowledges that oppression can be experienced in multiple ways, depending on an individual's identity or combination of identities. This concept also emphasizes the need to challenge oppressive systems by recognizing their complexity and interconnectedness. As Bell Hooks explains in her book Teaching to Transgress, intersectionality provides us with a way to think about how power works through our lives, how it shapes our experiences, our relationships, and even our sense of self-worth. By understanding the complexities of intersectional oppression, we can begin to dismantle oppressive systems from within. We must recognize that no single group holds all the power, rather, there are many layers at play when it comes to privilege and marginalization. Intersectional analysis allows us to identify these layers so we can better understand how they work together and create systemic inequality. Ultimately, intersectionality is not just a theoretical framework but also an important tool for social justice activism. By acknowledging the intersections between different forms of oppression, such as racism, sexism, classism, we can develop more effective strategies for challenging them. Main idea number 17. The politics of inclusion is a concept that recognizes the importance of including all individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for diversity and representation, as well as creating an environment where everyone can feel safe and respected. This means recognizing different identities, backgrounds, experiences, and perspectives within our society. Inclusion also requires us to actively work against discrimination based on race, gender identity or expression, sexual orientation, religion or belief system, age, disability status, or any other form of oppression. In order to create an inclusive space, we must be willing to listen to each other's stories and experiences without judgment. We must strive for understanding rather than simply tolerating difference. We must recognize our own privilege while being open-minded enough to learn from those who have been marginalized by society. By doing this, we can begin to dismantle oppressive systems that keep certain groups from having access to resources and opportunities. Ultimately, the goal of inclusion is not just about making sure everyone has a seat at the table, but also ensuring that they are heard when they speak up. It is about creating spaces where people feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of judgment or retribution. Main idea number 18. The politics of engagement is a concept that recognizes the importance of engaging with individuals in order to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for dialogue and understanding between people, rather than simply relying on top-down approaches to social change. This approach encourages us to recognize our own power as agents of transformation, and to use it responsibly in order to create meaningful change. At its core, this idea suggests that we must be willing to engage with those who are different from us, whether they have different beliefs or backgrounds, in order to understand their perspectives and experiences. We must also be open-minded enough to consider how our own actions may contribute towards oppression or injustice. By doing so, we can begin working together towards creating a more equitable society. Ultimately, the politics of engagement is about recognizing our shared humanity and striving for collective liberation through mutual respect and understanding. It requires us all, regardless of race, gender identity, class background, or any other factor, to come together in solidarity against oppressive systems. Main idea number 19. The politics of dialogue is a concept that recognizes the importance of engaging in meaningful conversations and debates to challenge oppressive systems. It emphasizes the need for open, honest communication between individuals from different backgrounds and perspectives in order to create understanding and foster mutual respect. This type of dialogue can be used as a tool to break down barriers, build bridges, and ultimately work towards social justice. In her book Teaching to Transgress, Education as the Practice of Freedom, bell hooks argues that education should not only be about imparting knowledge but also about creating an environment where students feel safe enough to engage in critical thinking and challenging conversations. She believes that by encouraging students to think critically about their own experiences, they will gain insight into how power dynamics shape our lives. Through this process, we can begin to understand how oppression works on both individual and systemic levels. The politics of dialogue encourages us all, students, teachers, activists, to actively participate in discussions around issues such as racism, sexism, homophobia, etc., so that we can better understand each other's perspectives. By engaging with one another through respectful discourse, we are able to move beyond surface-level differences towards more meaningful connections based on shared values. Main idea number 20. The politics of imagination is a concept that recognizes the importance of using our imaginations to challenge oppressive systems. It encourages us to think beyond what we know and consider alternative ways of being in the world. By engaging with our imaginations, we can create new possibilities for ourselves and others, as well as envisioning more equitable societies. This type of thinking allows us to move away from traditional power structures and instead focus on creating meaningful change through collective action. The politics of imagination also emphasizes the importance of creativity in social justice work. We must be willing to take risks, experiment with different approaches, and push boundaries if we are going to make progress towards a more just society. Through creative problem-solving, collaboration, and dialogue, we can develop innovative solutions that address systemic issues such as racism, sexism, homophobia, ableism, etc. Ultimately, the politics of imagination is about recognizing that there are multiple paths forward when it comes to achieving social justice goals. We must be open-minded enough to explore these paths without fear or judgment so that together we can build a better future for all. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.